Putin launches global AI coalition to challenge Western dominance. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde. And number 9,650, Putin announced a formal international AI alliance at the Eurasian Economic Forum in Astana on May 28, 2026, proposing to host a high-level international AI summit in Russia in 2026. The alliance and #X27's stated focus includes three pillars: co-developing sovereign AI models, building interconnected computing and energy infrastructure, and adapting AI systems to local market needs. The financial terms of the alliance, member country commitments, and associated capital pledges were not disclosed in Putin and #X27's announcement. Russian President Vladimir Putin used the Eurasian Economic Forum in Astana on May 28, 2026 to announce a formal international AI alliance, a move that reframes sovereign computing infrastructure as a geopolitical instrument and opens a new competitive front for institutional capital positioned in AI hardware, energy, and cybersecurity. Putin told assembled delegates in Kazakhstan that Russia had helped establish an AI alliance uniting scientific, academic, and business communities from multiple countries. He proposed hosting a high-level international AI summit in Russia in 2026, focused on three pillars: co-developing sovereign AI models, building interconnected computing and energy infrastructure, and adapting AI systems to local market needs. The financial terms of the alliance, member country commitments, and any associated capital pledges were not disclosed. The announcement came the same day Yandex's B2B tech division unveiled Alice AI LLM Flash, a large language model built for high-speed dialogue and data analysis. Citing a company source, TASS reported that Alice AI LLM Flash outperformed OpenAI's GPT-5.4 mini in 56% of business-related benchmark tasks. Neither Yandex nor Sberbank, Russia's largest bank and the country's other major domestic AI developer, provided financial figures tied to their model development programs. The implication for global investors is not purely geopolitical theater. Putin's alliance signals that a second sovereign AI bloc is taking shape, one built on energy abundance, state-directed capital, and deliberately non-Western technical standards. For institutional portfolios, that bifurcation creates both dislocation risk and asymmetric opportunity. Energy is the moat, why Russia's infrastructure argument has teeth. Putin's core investment thesis, stated plainly in Astana, is that AI requires enormous energy consumption and Russia possesses nuclear generation capacity, hydroelectric power, and conventional energy resources to supply it. That argument is structurally sound. Data center power demand has become the binding constraint for hyperscale AI deployment across North America and Western Europe. Site acquisition timelines have stretched to multi-year processes in many Western jurisdictions. Russia, by contrast, can direct state-backed capital toward co-located computing and energy infrastructure without the regulatory friction that slows private developers in democratic markets. Our view, the energy compute collocation thesis is the alliance's most credible value proposition for partner countries. Nations in Central Asia, the Middle East, and parts of Africa that face sovereign AI ambitions but lack domestic power infrastructure have a concrete incentive to participate. The alliance is, at its core, an energy for technology trade structured through multilateral framing. This dynamic mirrors, in reverse, the logic driving AMD's local AI hardware push in Western markets. Sam Witveen's analysis of AMD's Ryzen Threadripper 9980X and Radeon AI Pro R9700 GPU, the latter carrying 32GB of VRAM, demonstrates that the cost and privacy calculus is shifting users and enterprises away from cloud dependency. The common thread across both developments is sovereignty. Nations and enterprises alike are reevaluating reliance on centralized, foreign-controlled infrastructure. The Grayvibe disclosure, what the alliance's timing cannot ignore, one day after Putin's Astana address, cybersecurity firm with secure published attribution of a Russian-linked threat actor designated Grayvibe, active since at least August 2025, targeting Ukrainian military, government, civilian, and business organizations. With secure researcher Mohammed Kazem Hassan Najad described Grayvibe's operational profile. The group uses spear phishing campaigns via phantom mail, click-fix-style fake captcha pages via phantom click, fraudulent Ukrainian adult club websites via Princess Club, and drone charity spoofs via drone link to deliver a suite of custom malware including Phantom Relay, Legion Relay, False Spy, and WireGuard payloads. The detail that anchors this to Putin's AI announcement, with Secure assess that Grayvibe is relying on generative AI and large language models to augment its malware development and operational capabilities. The firm characterized Grayvibe as a low to moderately sophisticated group that compensates for operational security failures with AI-assisted tooling. Risk flag for institutional investors. The simultaneous emergence of a Russian state interest-aligned AI offensive capability and a formal international AI alliance is not coincidental timing. Capital flowing into alliance member AI infrastructure must price in dual-use risk, where the same sovereign computing capacity that trains commercial LLMs also supports AI-assisted cyberweapon development. The victimology footprint with secure map spans military, government, civilian, and business targets. Legion Relay, one of Greyvibe's primary Windows payloads, supports file exfiltration, screenshot capture, browser data theft, Telegram and WhatsApp data extraction, and remote desktop access. The malware suite is not opportunistic. It is purpose-built for persistent intelligence collection. Sovereign AI, the market bifurcation trade. Putin argued that Russia is among the few countries capable of independently developing AI systems and financing large-scale projects without foreign dependence. That claim, stripped of its political framing, describes a structural segmentation of the global AI market that private equity and institutional allocators must price. The Western AI stack, centered on NVIDIA GPU clusters, Microsoft Azure, AWS, and Google Cloud, is increasingly subject to export controls, sanctions architecture, and allied nation coordination on AI governance. The emerging counter-stack, which Putin's alliance formalizes, is built on domestic LLMs, Yandex, Sberbank, state-directed energy infrastructure, and partner country deployment outside Western export jurisdiction. For institutional capital, this bifurcation creates three distinct exposure categories. The AMD local hardware trend reinforces the middle row. Open weight models available on platforms like Hugging Face are closing the performance gap with proprietary models, and AMD's ROCm platform supports PyTorch and Transformers frameworks, giving enterprises a credible off-ramp from cloud dependency. Our view, the enterprise migration from cloud AI to local inference, documented in the AMD hardware buildout, is the Western analog to what Putin is proposing at the sovereign level. Both trends converge on the same insight. Centralized AI infrastructure creates dependency that sophisticated actors, whether states or enterprises, are actively working to eliminate. Yandex and Sberbank, the alliance's commercial anchors, two named companies anchor Russia's domestic AI capability in the source reporting, Yandex and Sberbank. Yandex's B2B tech division released Alice AI LLM Flash, benchmarked against GPT-5.4 Mini on business tasks, with TASS citing a 56% outperformance rate on business-related benchmarks. No independent third-party benchmark data was disclosed, and the figure originates from a company source. Sberbank's AI development program was referenced without specific model names, benchmark data, or capital figures. Details of both companies' AI investment budgets were not disclosed in the source material. The 56% benchmark claim requires scrutiny. Self-reported model benchmarks, particularly those sourced from company insiders and distributed through state-adjacent media, carry selection bias risk. Institutional investors evaluating Russian AI capability should weight independent third-party evaluation above TASS-sourced company claims. Putin's warning that AI will force millions of workers to change professions, and that such processes are irreversible and inevitable, serves a domestic political function while also signaling that Russia intends to use the alliance framework to help partner nations manage AI-driven labor displacement. That framing positions Russia as a responsible AI partner to developing world governments facing automation pressure, a soft power argument with direct implications for alliance membership expansion. The Plaquemium view the market is reading Putin's AI alliance as geopolitical posturing. That reading is incomplete. The structural case is real. Russia holds genuine advantages in energy abundance, a trained technical workforce, and state financing capacity for long-horizon infrastructure projects. The alliance's focus on interconnected computing and energy infrastructure is a coherent response to the actual bottleneck in global AI deployment, power. Countries that cannot build data centers because they cannot secure grid capacity will find Russia's bundled offer, compute plus energy infrastructure, genuinely attractive, regardless of the political optics. The second-order play that the market is missing, the alliance formalizes a non-Western AI standards regime. If member countries build sovereign AI systems on Russian-derived infrastructure, they embed technical dependencies that outlast any single political arrangement. This is the Huawei playbook applied to AI, and Western policymakers spent a decade underestimating it in telecommunications. For private equity allocators, the actionable implication is not to buy into the alliance. It is to buy around the bifurcation. The enterprises and governments that refuse alliance membership will accelerate their own sovereign AI buildout using Western-compatible hardware and open-weight models. AMD's local inference stack, open-weight model providers, and edge computing infrastructure operators are the direct beneficiaries of a world where AI sovereignty becomes a purchasing criterion rather than an aspiration. The Grave-Ibe disclosure adds a dimension that no alliance press release will address. AI-assisted cyber weapons development is already operational inside the Russian threat ecosystem. The same LLM capabilities that Putin is packaging as a cooperative infrastructure play are, simultaneously, being used to build and deploy malware against civilian and military targets. Institutional capital that enters alliance-adjacent infrastructure without pricing this dual-use risk is not taking a geopolitical view. It is taking an unpriced tail risk. The bottom line: Putin's Astana announcement is the opening move in a multi-year effort to build a sovereign AI block that operates outside Western technology governance. The alliance's energy compute bundling strategy is credible. The domestic model benchmarks are unverified. The cybersecurity risk is documented and active. For institutional capital, the trade is not Russia. The trade is the acceleration of Western sovereign AI build-out that this announcement guarantees. Local inference hardware, open-weight model infrastructure, and energy-adjacent data center development will capture the capital that cannot go east and must go somewhere. The international AI market is bifurcating. Position accordingly.